The Podcaster versus the Algorithm, the latest from podnews.net with co-host, podcast analytics and audience insights. We start with an exclusive today. A trigger-happy algorithm at Spotify managed to delete one creator's show on Spotify for podcasters, losing every follower, every paid subscriber, and her revenue. Could it happen to you too? We link to the story in full in our show notes and our newsletter at podnews.net. Podcasts are replacing traditional media consumption, says a new set of data from consultancy and research firm KSNR. The data shows that a third of Gen Z listeners say that they spend less time playing video games since they began listening to podcasts. The number of active podcasts increased by over 3.3% last month, according to the Actively Established Podcast Report. The number of active indie-produced interview-based podcasts has increased by more than 5.6% to over 120,000. Colorado Public Radio has laid off 15 employees, primarily in the audio and podcast production departments. It's the largest cut to the company's payroll in at least 25 years. Podcast ad optimization company Flightpath has added support for episode-targeted DAI advertising. Seltzer Kings has announced a new podcast network and a new studio in Brooklyn in New York. They're also to expand their production wing with a set of new services. Pod Bravo, an AI-powered content repurposing company, launched yesterday. Using the tool, podcasters can effortlessly expand audience reach and engagement without the burden of additional manual work, they say. Audio Boom has announced renewals of a number of popular shows on its network, which collectively contributed 90 million downloads in 2023. A new podcast festival has been launched in the UK called Crosswires. It'll be in Sheffield from May the 31st to June the 2nd. It's organised by My Dad Wrote a Porno's Alice Levine, Persephonica's Dino Sophos and James O'Hara, and Libsyn has reported a record share of downloads from Spotify at 20%. And in podcast news, the YouTuber presented Dad V Girls After Hours has hit 1.5 million audio downloads and full episode YouTube views in its first month since launch. Black Box, a Guardian investigative podcast series, has revealed the names connected to a deep fake photo app that is inviting users to undress anyone using AI. And it's even more concerning than that. Sports Shrinks launches today, an entertaining, informative destination of all issues and topics surrounding mental health for athletes. Mumbelievable with Sonia Beldam promises a funny and insightful podcast about our maddening, mixed up and marvellous mums. It launches today just before Mothering Sunday, which is the British equivalent of Mother's Day, which is this Sunday. 30 years after the TV show first hit the airwaves on NBC, Homicide: Life on the Set is a new podcast focusing on creators and crew of Homicide: Life on the Street, a different-looking TV show that won an Emmy Award. And Novel and iHeartRadio are bringing back The Girlfriends for a second series with a bonus episode released today. It's back from May the 6th, working to try and find the true identity of an unidentified woman uncovered in the first season. Trailers for selected shows are in our podcast called New Podcast Trailers, and we're sponsored by Co-host. Understand listeners' social media habits, interests, and employment with Co-host, no matter your hosting setup. Find a link in the show notes. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe, we're at podnews.net.